From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Caitlin McElwain. Swift Prepared Foods, a national meat processing company, is set to open a plant in Columbia on April 6th. KOMU 8 reports the Columbia plant on Paris Road is expected to be one of the largest Swift plants in its company, at more than 325,000 square feet. Swift's other Missouri location has been operating in Moberly since May 2021. Moberly residents like Randy Asbury, the president of the Moberly Area Economic Development Corporation, say Swift has made a positive financial impact to the community.
They have contributed to several different projects within the community, including the Tannehill Park splash pad.
The plant in Columbia is expected to bring more than 100 entry-level management jobs. Governor Mike Parson is expected to be at the ribbon cutting on Thursday, April 6th, at the new Paris Road location. No excuse absentee voting began yesterday in Boone County in advance of the April 4th municipal elections. KOMU 8 reports voters can cast their ballots on weekdays between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Boone County Government Center until April 3rd. The Boone County Clerk's Office is also offering weekend absentee voting for the next two weekends from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at places like the Centralia Public Library and the Columbia Mall. Voters must bring a valid photo ID, such as a Missouri driver's license, passport, or military ID, to cast their ballot. Those who are eligible for an absentee ballot by mail must request their ballot online by 5 p.m. today. Some counties in Missouri are concerned about how waste from concentrated animal feeding operations, also known as CAFOs, will affect their air and water quality. But as KCUR's Eva Tesfaye reports, the state Supreme Court ruled yesterday that counties cannot impose their own restrictions on these industrial livestock operations.
Rural neighbors of CAFOs often complain about the smell and worry that the gallons of waste these operations produce will pollute the groundwater. These concerns led many Missouri counties to impose restrictions on CAFOs. That was until a 2019 law prevented counties from enacting regulations that are more strict than the state's. The Missouri Supreme Court ruled that the law did not violate the Constitution, so it will remain in place. That means any county CAFO ordinances that surpass state law are void. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Eva Tesfaye.
A plan to reduce the corporate income tax rate is advancing in the Missouri House. The Republican-led House gave preliminary approval yesterday to a plan that cuts the state's corporate income tax from 4% to 2% next year. It could be reduced to 1% by 2025 and eventually eliminated by 2027 if the state meets key revenue goals. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has not made clear if this will be a priority in the upcoming fiscal year. I'm Caitlin McElwain, KBIA News, Columbia.